Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Oh, I got beef today. I'm probably gonna get in trouble today.
Have beef, or do people have beef with you?
Well, they got beef with me.
I mean,
because they like.
We told you to ignore the comments.
People don't listen, man. People
don't listen to us.
You don't listen to us when we tell you people don't listen.
We've been trying to tell you this the whole time.
Get out
of the comment section.
It's amazing to me how I say things and I give them caveat, but they don't hear. They hear what they want to hear.
Put the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, Hugh.
215-592-9494. All right. We don't have fries in the bag, but we do have incredible prizes for CombiCon here. It is all brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. All right. So today's winner of the best combination of two people or entities that had beef win the rocks, glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, and the Weber grill brush. And you're automatically entered for the grand prize of the Weber grill, 55-inch smart TV, the Yeti cooler, and the cornhole set. All right, so we'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the AJ stuff and your submission there. First, though, can we there was a lot in the AJ thing. We played a little bit in the beginning, played the whole thing a little earlier. If you missed it, Odyssey app, you go back and listen. I want to isolate this one part, though, because it sure did sound like he was saying, scheme me up place to get me the football. Here is AJ yesterday, and then we'll hear what Shady said on the afternoon show yesterday about that same thing. Here is AJ yesterday.
I think it's fair for me to even say, like, I feel like we do need to do a better job of creating for me, trying to help put me in a situation to help, to you know what I'm saying, to contribute. But right now, it just feels as if, you know, I'm just freeing it up for everybody.
I mean, he said,
use me, but not use me.
Yeah,
you heard him.
He wants to be freed up. He wants him to create things for him.
They call it shadow. We used to call it bracket. Where he's getting to. It's called shadow, right?
He called it cloud.
We called it cloud. Okay, they call it cloud. We used to call it like bracket. Like bracket, like, you know, coming up, like, you know, he's going for receiving. Somebody like the linebacker might come out with him and stuff, whatever, with the corner. So he's not wrong. He's going about it the wrong way. And he's frustrated. I am not, you know, foolish to that part.
So I just want to ask a question. If winning is really what it's all about, why is that a problem? Right. Let's just go to the Minnesota game. Devontae had a career day. Mm-hmm. Elliot, yesterday yelled at me and said it's all because AJ causes double teams. If the Eagles scored a lot of points and AJ caused the double team, which led to Devontae scoring a touchdown, why is that a problem? It's Monday, Devontae over the top. Yesterday, both AJ and Sirianni said that play was for AJ. The defense kind of moved in. Jalen pumped, and he was able to create the throw down the field for Devontae. So if winning is the main thing, why is this an issue?
Can I tell you what I think?
Sure.
AJ was saying, and I don't know this for sure, so because I see some of y'all mad about me regularly speculating, so I'm going to just say I'm thinking the reason why he said it like that is because if the quarterback would have threw the ball quicker, he probably would have been open.
Hold on. If he throws the ball quicker, it's an underneath throw to AJ. AJ gets stats. It's not a touchdown. What is the main thing?
Let's
go to the play on Monday night. Because we're all talking about the same play, right? The touchdown over the top to Devontae. The coach said the play was for AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Your speculation is if Jalen pulls the trigger quicker, mm-hmm. it's an easy catch for AJ over the middle. It's not a touchdown. What the hell is the point here?
But here's the thing, Joe.
This is why I think he's about himself. Because they scored a touchdown.
But here's the thing, Joe. And I think this is where there's a disconnect. And this is what we don't know.
Mm.
Because the speculation is that AJ's not the player that he once was, right?
I think it's fair to wonder.
It's fair to wonder. But
some of the separation numbers say he's not getting as open as much.
But there's been times that I've seen him not get separation and still muscle the ball down and beat up smaller corners.
Sure.
Now, playing devil's advocate, and I don't know. I'm just trying to see it from his perspective because from his perspective, he feels that he's right in feeling the way that he feels.
Sure,
That's a fact.
Of course he does.
How many times have we seen AJ have that contested throw, mush the corner, and take it to the house?
Yeah.
But
if he's not the same player physically, he might not be able to do it as much.
We can argue that all day, and that's the part where AJ's wrong because we don't know. But how many times have we had the opportunity to see if he can? Like, we don't know.
We're not playing like practice here to see what you could do. These games count.
Joe, you're right. I'm not arguing that. This is what I'm arguing, is that we don't know what AJ is, correct? Put it like this. AJ feels that his game has not changed.
I think you're right on that.
And he's frustrated because he feels that his game has not changed,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
The offense and the way that it's being run is not giving him the opportunity to show that. Because here's the thing, Joe. Like I said before, it was 2 years removed, 3 years removed. There's times where, AJ, you throw that ball to AJ because AJ comes up with any 50-50 ball, AJ comes up with that. I've heard Mike Quick say it. I've heard Merrill Reese say it. Hell, Ike has said it. That's what made him so different. When I first got here, one of the arguments that we had was who's the better receiver? Remember that?
And at that point, I thought it was AJ by a lot.
Because
I don't think that anymore.
He was a physical specimen. He would snatch the ball out the air.
Always open.
And when you look at that matchup that he had the other night, when you just talk about the intangibles, the physical matchup, he was a bigger receiver. He should have been able to win that matchup.
So by the way you say it, by the way I think he thinks, is he still thinks he's that guy?
Yes.
So here's the question. Is everyone else wrong or is he wrong? Because Jalen's not throwing the ball to him as much. That's obvious.
That's
And the coaches aren't doing what he's saying, right? They're not scheming it up. So it feels to me like he might be the last to know, dude, you've lost a step. Maybe they're walking on eggshells and not trying to get through the season without telling him this.
These are all valid questions, Joe, but still, I can only go off of what's being told to me.
Let's go off of this. I want to hear what you think about this. Yesterday, Shady was on the afternoon show. Listen to what he said about how they should go about rectifying this and getting AJ more targets.
There's 60 to 70 plays in a football game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say it's hard to get the ball around, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if the running back can get 25 to 30 touches, let's just say 25 touches.
Mm-hmm.
And Saquon might get 5 in the air, but he's going to get 25 rushing for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other 30, where's it going? Right?
It's a good point.
Jalen Hurts might scramble 3-4 times. Smitty should get about 7 good targets a game. And then AJ should get as many targets as he wants. You got a top 6 wide receiver in the game. Right? Like how does he get 2 targets in a 4-quarter football game? So, yes, I'm not arguing like, oh, well, we're winning. Yeah, we should win because we're a better team. But when guys and ownerships, they go out there, they pay good money for their GMs and head coaches to go out there and get a good team, right? Backups and starters. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Eagles team, owners would dream to have that type of offensive makeup, and we have it. So if you do stop the run, we should be able to throw the ball. If you do go to stop the pass, we should be able to run the ball. We have everything you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Get mad at him, because he's saying the same thing. Like, I don't, like, and he's in L.A. He basically saying the same thing that I just said.
Well, okay, in some ways, but again, I go back to
this. And he played offense.
It is a math problem. He's right and wrong. I mean, Shady's right and he's wrong. Monday night, they had 60 plays on offense.
Mm-hmm.
34 of them were rushes. They're gone. They're 34 rushes. They're off the table. So there's 26 times Jalen Hurts threw the football Monday night. Tell me who you want to take the targets away from. 7 went to Devontae. I'd argue he should get that many targets a game. He's open. 6 went to Dallas Goedert. 3 went to Saquon Barkley. 2, and I believe these two were kind of like Jalen scrambling, trying to get the hell out of the way, and he dumped it off to Will Shipley.
Yeah, those can go.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
But
A.J. Brown
maybe
got,
one or two Goedert.
A.J. Brown got 3. Mm-hmm. Calcaterra wide open. Jalen missed, and that was obviously a smart throw to make. He just missed it.
That one can go.
Dotson got 1.
That one could go.
But again, they only had 16 completions on Monday.
But here's the thing, Joe.
How is everyone... Can I, before you answer,
mm-hmm.
Does everyone recognize the math problem here? A lot of games, they complete 16 to 20 passes. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So okay, let me ask you this question, Joe.
16 to 20, and they have 3 significant mouths to feed. Someone every game has to only get 2 or 3. Does everyone realize that? It's now AJ's turn. Why can't he accept that?
See, here's the thing, Joe, and you're right when you talk about it in that breath. But here's the reality, and this is the way that I read it because this is the way that it's being told to mm-hmm. me by Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts to a certain extent. Okay, you say they threw the ball 22 times.
26
right?
attempts.
Out of 26 attempts.
They completed 15.
So they completed 15.
So 15 catches
out of those
there.
26 attempts. How many of those plays do you think are schemed for AJ? How many of those plays are you think designed for AJ?
A rough guess, I would say 15, 10 to 15.
So why do you think he's upset?
Okay, well, time out. I agree. I get it, but how many was he not open? Just because you're schemed up doesn't mean
Joe,
you're number one doesn't mean you're open.
No. I get what you're saying.
Right.
But here's where he potentially could be upset. Is because some of those plays are schemed to get him open. And maybe he's feeling like the quarterback isn't pulling the trigger.
Maybe.
That's what we're saying. Like, I don't know for sure what it is. I didn't play offense.
Yeah.
But when you have Shady McCoy, a guy that ran the football, tells you how offenses go, why are you mad when you hear somebody say it? Not you. I'm just saying, why are you mad when you hear somebody say it?
I'm not mad today. Yesterday I was mad. Well,
because if I got 20, like, listen, when T.O. was here, I can tell you for a fact that most of the plays at the beginning of the game
they should be.
Went to T.O.
Yep, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you still fought him.
See?
Well, like, to Hugh's point, if we want to take A.J. and Jalen's words at face value, put the relationship aside for a second, personal relationship, I mean, does it not there's clearly just a fundamental disagreement on whether or not the only thing that matters is winning.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is, it's not going to look how you want it to look. It's going to look how I want it to look.
Yep.
And how he wants it to look is just get the win. And A.J. Brown, what he just said was, it does matter how it looks. Like, because it's not sustainable. Like, they clearly just have, they're on two complete opposite ends philosophically about the offense.
I think it's clear. Something changed a year ago that we're ignoring. And maybe it's on Sirianni to get the message across more to AJ. Hugh, what happened around the week four or five last year? They started to lean into the run game.
Yes.
And it seemed to me that the directive to Jalen went, no turnovers, right? If you don't turn the football over, we win. You reference a lot the last few days. When the first year we were doing the show together, 2023, right?
Yes.
Always open. Contested jump balls. Didn't AJ have that run of like five straight games with 125 yards? But
yeah.
What else happened that season with Jalen Hurts? He had 15 interceptions. So what is the difference? Since the Eagles have gone to don't make mistakes, just protect the football, AJ doesn't get super open, guys. He is a 50-50 catch guy, right? So if I'm Jalen and the directive has been, if we don't turn the football over, we win, why am I forcing the ball on a 50-50 when I have an open Devontae Smith? Like, AJ doesn't fit anymore.
I get what you're saying,
it doesn't
Joe,
work.
But we don't know that for sure.
Well, my eyes tell me. Jalen is a risk averse.
Yes,
AJ is not the kind of receiver. He's not the Devontae's. He's not the Marvin Harrison. He's not the Jackson Smith and Jigba, the Cooper Kupp back in his day. He's not the great route runner that gets wide open. I'm going to out-muscle you. If I'm Jalen, and I've been told by the coaching staff, if you don't turn over, we win, I'm not throwing him the ball.
Yeah, but Joe, that's something we do not know for sure.
But we've heard enough that is kind of the philosophy.
Again, we are speculating on all of that. And here's the thing where the leadership comes in at, because people say, oh, you're saying he's not a leader. That's my brother. I'm going to believe in him until I don't. Like, I'm going to throw him the rock. I'm going to give him an opportunity to make the play until he doesn't.
Mm.
It feels like AJ feels that's not the case anymore. You know, man, see, this is the real problem that I have. Because when we talk about leaders, you want to just leave it to the field. No, you're leading the locker room too.
Sure.
And when I use that and I say Jalen's not a leader, people always point on what he's doing on the field. Well, you know, leadership goes off the field, and if you see a problem, you put the fire out. You know what I mean? To this day, the last time I heard when they asked him, does he talk to AJ, what did Jalen say? No, I haven't talked to him. Is that to you leadership quality? Knowing that somebody has a problem, and they might have, like, Joe, if me and you had a problem, I'm gonna ask you, hey Joe, we got a problem.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
But I'm gonna ask in a way because I want to fix it, because that's what because we have a show to do, and if we ain't on the same page, then it's gonna reflect in the show. If me and my receiver are not on the same page, regardless if I'm winning or not, we could be better if I go speak to him. These two cats are probably not even 100 feet away from each other.
I know.
And they don't speak, and nobody that's an Eagle fan have a problem with that. You mad at me because I'm sitting here spitting the gospel.
I don't know about gospel, but you're spitting.
Spitting gospel. Getting ready for the upper room. I'm getting mean and hurtful texts.
The good rep.
Talking about they want to fight me, and I need a drink. I'm just keeping it a bean. I am the drunk. Call me Uncle Hugh today. I am wearing my church socks with my dress shoes and my shorts.
So really? We're giving you a plate of food and letting you go.
Grape soda.
And when the Gap band come on, I'm dancing, embarrassing the whole family. And I got me some glitter shorts on. I got the glitter shorts on today.
Yeah, glitter shorts?
I got some glitter shorts. Sequin
shorts. You shouldn't have told anybody.
Yeah,
that's a lot. All right, let's grab Mark in Delaware. Hey, Mark.
Yo, hold on. Let me take your speaker.
Okay. Right.
Take your time.
So, hey, Hugh.
Yeah,
I'm just
Mark.
Wondering. After the season, is AJ owed a financial apology just like Bryce?
For what?
I don't know.
But Mark, you know, because you're the one that rolled in with that lame ass joke. Finish it. You got to finish it now.
No, I'm just saying. You know, you're the one saying that. You know, Bryce is owed an apology.
No, so. I said Bryce is going. No, you got to get it right, bro. I said Bryce is going to get a financial apology.
Oh yeah, you're right about that. So,
see?
Hey, Hugh, after the Green Bay game, I think it's ridiculous speculation that defense is luxury.
Dude, we did that show Monday, wow, Mark. Where you been? We had that conversation. Well,
Mark had a checklist of beefs with you.
But it's cool, Mark. You got anything else you got to beef with me
about?
I'm
sure there's more, yeah.
Nah, I kind of think you're wrong about Jalen. I think he's a leader of the team, but I do agree on some of the points that you're bringing up, though.
So. That's why we call it reckless speculation, Mark, because
that was beautiful.
What we normally do is throw a whole bunch of stuff against the wall.
See what sticks.
And see what sticks.
And see what sticks.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Well, I do.
It's kind of like the Eagles offense.
Man, see what sticks. I kind of told y'all.
Mark, what do you got for us for a combo con, people with beef?
So let me go with Jim/Chris Everett and Jim Rome.
Oh, it's a big one. It's a big one. Kyle might have to find the audio that you called that.
He got choked out behind
Mark,
that.
That is a great one. It's one of my favorite old school television moments. I mean, that one
it
was an all-timer.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that for about the last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris.
Well, hey, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it twice.
You call one more time, we better take a station break. I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
I like the fact that Jim Rome stood on business.
He stood on complete business. Yeah. And then he got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he got choked out.
I bet I will.
I mean, but you have to. You gotta give him props for,
you know,
for,
what he cared about? He cared about making good television, and we're still playing that clip 30 years later. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
Hey, Hugh, hey, them shoes you got on, they gonna be Gators or what kind? Penny loafers?
What you talking about? When? Oh, you talking about the shoes I'm wearing? I don't know. Yeah, like, my ex-wife threw away all my Gators, Chuck. I had a pair of Annihilator. I had a whole bunch of Annihilator Gators back in the day. I can't find them. But I'll figure out something. I'm going to figure out something.
I'll just pitch you with the shorts on, with the shoes, and then
man. I'm going to hit me. And when the Gap band come on, I'm going to cut a rug.
Kill him with that one.
Hey, listen, we sitting here talking about practice, man. Mm-hmm. Practice, not a game. We talking about practice, man. And the great words of Allen Iverson. We talk about A.J. Brown. We got the Detroit Lions coming in here ready to rip our heads off. You know what I mean? You know, listen, this is what I got to say about this, and I ain't going to be long-winded with this, right? I'm Team A.J. on this. And we're doing a lot of winning right now. But I'm telling you, the minute we lose a big game or lose any of these upcoming games, number one, Mr. Too Cool for School is going to have a lot of explaining to do. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the concept of just, you know, you could do it sometimes in the game. You know, when the game's on the line, you can come through, but you can't be consistently good and make this offense better as the quarterback. You know, it's been times he didn't even look at AJ's way. And you say AJ's not getting completely open. Well, he's tired out. He's just running miles and miles without even getting the ball thrown to him. So I would get tired too. You know what I mean? Of running out there and this guy not even looking my way. You know what I mean? That's just taxing to the body, number one. And it ain't right, man. You know what I mean? You know, Jalen Hurts to me, he ain't a good enough quarterback for us to be sitting here defending him the way that we defending him. He leave a lot on the field to be desired. And I'm just sick of it, man. You know what I mean? When I look at the game too, you know, I'm ready to rip my head off because I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's plays to be had out there that he just missed. You know what I mean? And I know this offense can be better, man, because I've seen it. I've seen the NFC Championship game against the Redskins. I've seen the Super Bowls, the two Super Bowls where he played in. You know, you're telling me you can't be a little bit more consistent than what you've been? You know what I mean? Listen, man, I'm with AJ on this, man. You know what I mean? Because the defense ain't going to be able to build us out all the time. And that's all he said. But the defense, you know, we got to be able to hold our weight. You know what I'm saying? And this quarterback, to me, is the problem. You know what I'm saying? And everybody love him because he's, you know, he gives you slogans and he's Jordan brand and he wears a backwards Kangol hat and all that corny stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we have a lot of explaining to do, Jalen Hurts, when we lose or if we lose. You know what I mean?
I ain't saying
all that.
And
that's just that. You have a lot of explaining to do, dog, if we lose. Because I'm tired of the 140-point games and the one touchdown when you know you can do better than that, man. That's what I'm saying, man. I'm just sick of it myself. I want to see some explosive off. I see these quarterbacks going off every week.
Well, and we're going to face one, Chuck, on Sunday. They're coming in here with one of the best offense in the league, so we're gonna have to match it. Yep.
And if you go out there on Sunday with that type of performance, we're going to get our ass waxed like the 49ers did two years ago when we thought we was all that.
I don't want to get my ass waxed.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I'm calling him out.
Chuck,
get your head out your ass, dog. You're supposed to be the leader of this team. This ain't supposed to be happening. And I believe AJ went to them behind the scenes. Mm. And this is why he going public with it.
He may have. Yeah, that we don't know. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us? Combo Con, two people or entities that had beef with each other?
Tom and Jerry.
That's another all-timer, wow. Chuck. That's a good one. Tom and Jerry had, that's decades of beef.
Yeah, it is.
Close to, if not the goat of beefs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it never was resolved. Yeah, I mean,
there's never been anything more on site than Tom and Jerry.
I mean, literally on site. I love that answer. All right, 215-592-9494. If we react with you about AJ, what he said yesterday, where do you come down on Hugh's reckless speculation, on all of it, and give us a beef to enter and win the prize today and be entered for the grand prize. Plus, can we address an elephant in the room? Well, we got a big one. I keep hinting. I've got some numbers for you. I don't believe AJ physically is the same guy. I think it's part of this thing. He's not open as much. Give you some numbers on how often he's open compared to the past and what Nick Sirianni said when asked yesterday about it. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.